Well, following the cold temperatures around the country, the Gift of the Givers have intervened where they can. And so joining us now from our Durban studios is Dr. Imtiaz Solomon from the Gift of the Givers Foundation. Good afternoon, Dr. Solomon. Your organization has been assisting in Alexandria. Do tell us more about it.
Yes, good morning, Nompo. Normally when a disaster happens, quite often we get calls from the local disaster management to ask if we can assist. And this morning we got such a call to say they required assistance due to the fire. And we've responded to many, many fires and floods in Alex. Our teams then cooked food. They took in blankets, food parcels, diapers, sanitary pads, and went across and delivered it to the people. This afternoon they'll be providing hot meals for many of those affected. But they realize that there's a shortage of mattresses. We will be bringing that in this afternoon. But this is a very standard response in most of the areas that we've seen fires with and floods throughout the country.
Okay. Is Alexandria the only area that you've been assisting in? And for how long will you be able to sustain this program, you know, if the cold weather continues?
No, Alex is not the only area. You know, it's Alex is in the news now. We've been helping in winter in different parts of the country for a long time. Whenever winter comes, we always gear up ourselves to help in different areas. We've got 60,000 blankets as a first out quantity, then followed by another 20,000 blankets on standby. We helped in a place called Bodibe in the northwest 2 weeks ago. Then last week, we went to Shushungubi. We're also helping Khayelitsha tomorrow morning. For the last 10 days, we've been involved in Sutherland. There's lots of coal there, and we've moved in supplies, -3 degrees. So there's lots of supplies going to Sutherland in terms of warm clothing, blankets, scarves, polo fleece, jackets, shoes. Shoes is also a common thing that we distribute in different areas. So this is not new to us today in Alex. We've been doing this for quite some time. Tomorrow, our trucks arrive in Grahamstown over 3 days in partnership with SABC. We will be doing distributions in 3 informal settlements in and around Grahamstown. And this is something that we do every year also. So yes, to answer your question, we're involved in Alex, but we're involved in many areas and we'll continue to support while the winter is on. We have the goods, we have the supplies, and we're on standby.
Your work is always obviously very commendable, but when you look at these situations, which you say you intervene in, year out, and always help with, do you always get a feeling that perhaps something needs to be done more structurally so that when things like this do happen, it doesn't happen year in, year out?
Well, the common thing, you know, is the fire, the shack fire. I mean, this is something that can be prevented from many ways. First of all, education of the people themselves living in those informal settlements. In most cases, it's a primus that explodes, or somebody drops a candle in the cold weather. And the worst part is if a child gets left in the fire and so many kids die. I mean, that's unacceptable. So education to the families themselves is vital. But more than that, the homes have to be built apart. We set up an example, a sample in 2013 in Alexandria also, not far from Marlborough. After the floods in the Yexke River repeatedly every year, we got fed up. We told the city council, we can't be doing this thing over and over every year. And they gave us a piece of land right there near the Yexke, but on higher ground. And we set up a model village, fully paved, with the houses spaced out. So if one house burns, all the other houses don't burn. And we use fire-resistant, not fireproof, but fire-resistant material. So if the fire starts, at least you've got 20 minutes to take your child out, to take out an old granny, to take out somebody who's physically challenged. That's a model we set as an example in Alex, and the whole country can follow that model. Ministers, premiers, international visitors have seen the area, and they love it. Even human settlements have seen it. Major construction companies have seen it. And we think that's the way to follow. So in future, you prevent bigger crises and bigger destruction and more deaths in the country.
Long may your work continue, sir. Thank you very much for your time. That was Dr. Imtiaz Solomon from the Gift of the Givers Foundation.